Begin the current daf. Masechtes Pesachim daf Beis. Begin on the Beis. Begin the Tez Master begins words of the Gemara. Ipshita lach the nefesh as kasi. It's obvious to you. That's what it means. That he's coming for blood. If he's coming to kill. Tez explains that this pasuk is talking about by a father that's digging in the tunnel in his son's property. Which we said no. It doesn't mean or doesn't mean day. It's not a noun. Rather, if it's clear like day, that if he's coming to kill. Versus if it's like nighttime when you're not sure. Now, I'm a reverie, but they explain like this. I crow this pasuk, which is different than the way Rashi says it. Bavala ben Mari. It's all talking about the father coming to dig a tunnel in the son's prop. Distam av merachem ala ben, in general, we could presume that a father had mercy on the son, but again, he's not going to kill his son. If the son's going to stand in his way to save his money, no, that if you cannot kill the father to save himself, unless he knows for sure that the father is coming to kill him. Like it's obvious, Migmar and Sanhedrin of Ein Beis on Beis. The Mukia Bryce in the Tanya that the Bryce explains, as we learn the Bryce in Zarchel of Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, if the sun is shining on him, what do you mean, the sun's only shining on that guy who's digging in the tunnel? No, El Barlach Hashem is rather, if it's clear to you like the sun, that it doesn't have peace with you, that's what's saying it's like Ka'ur, meaning it's clear that here he doesn't like you, he hates you, then Hargir, then kill the father. And if not, then I'll tell you, don't kill him. And that's, again, all ba'avala ben, the father and the son. Now, the heat of time, this will learn the Bryce, and bar l'cha shish l'isham m'cha, that if it's clear to you that he has peace with you, it sounds like each one is, that's the clarity, not that the doubt, then I'll tell you, then don't kill him. That's muki l'abba ben al'ab. That's when the son's digging by the father. Well, then we don't presume that he necessarily has, that he's not going to kill the father. Therefore, there the clarity has to be that you know for sure that he won't kill. Again, that's what is the stomach? That's different the father on the son than the son on the father. Tinnik says, Makta begins with the Gemara, Me'imis ha-yudal d'asabasis malacha. From when is it forbidden to malacha? On the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach. Which Tais explains that who is this going on and that there's an actual prohibition. Because the Braisa was saying, Machleik is, does it start M'shas Ha'ur or from Netzach Ham? So Pirat Rashi explains, Asabasis malacha, abasis malacha. What does it mean forbidden to do malacha? It means v'makru shenagu, the place that was the custom. Now, it says, anyway, that doesn't seem to be correct to the read, because the Perek Magshanagu Mukhbad and Gmar and him and Alf, it's obvious to be who this Lee Isur Lemonog, Rebudod, there's a prohibition, not just a custom. Void moreover, Tani Tani Isur, the Tani is saying the word prohibition. Fatim and Hog, you're saying it's a custom? Void moreover, then Nexi Hechenog, let's see what the custom is, what are you having Machlaikis? Kachnir, rather, it seems, says the read, the Be'isavad the Pligi, that the dispute is regarding the prohibition. If the night of the 14th is forbidden to do malacha or not for the people in the Galilee, so to this malachik is behind Rabbi Yaakov. When does this start on the 14th itself? Is it by the Ur or is it from the Netzach? Tinnik says Mazda begins words the Gemara. Blessed Yaakov, I mean, he says Meshas Ur from the time of the Ur. Chayes explains the logic of this malachik to Blessed Yaakov and Yehuda, and so to. How does it come out according to Bisham Bishil that we just referenced before? Because we have Machlekes here in our Gemara regarding the 14th of Nisan. Is it from the Ur or is it Netzacham? And Taisis just explained the previous Taisis. We're talking about prohibition, not just a custom as it is in the Galilee. Now, in the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara thought to say, Rebbe Lezmi Yaakov says, Asa Meshasa Ur, that Ur means nighttime. The Gemara concludes and says, no, Rebbe Lezmi Yaakov also agrees during the daytime, and Ur means the from Alisa Shach. Now, Taisis equates this Machlekes over here regarding what's brought later on. Says Tais like this. L'maid maskin, according to what we conclude, that Ur Mamish, that Rebbe Lezim Yaakov, what it means to say that from the Ur means Alois HaShachar. So Nuk Rebbe Lezim Yaakov, Shir L'mil Sebet Chil Seyam. So he's saying that this halacha of the prohibition of doing malacha on Erev Pesach starts in the beginning of the day, from Alois. Rebbe Yudah Nuk HaNetzacham, Rebbe Yudah says when the sun comes out, that's Mishas Kenisas Poyel Mil Malacha. Where does he get the logic? Why would it start then? It's when the workers start going out to do their work, which is after the sun is already shining, like the Gemara says, and Bam Metzia da Pegimel Mabes, which Poyel Bechnisasai, the worker when he comes in is Mishalai, is from his own. Metzias, when he goes out, Mishal Balabai, is from the employer. Pierce, what does that mean? Metzias, when he goes out, Mi Beis Malacha, from his house to do the work. That's Kedetzel, like it says, the Pazim Tilim, Tizekat Shemesh, Yehosef, and Begaymer. That when the sun shines, they gather, etc. Yetz Adm Lefa Olay, that the person goes out to his work from his house, but he starts working afterwards, which is by nets. And the time that he starts working is by nets. That's the time when, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, we're going to do the Malacha on the 14th of Nisan. Now, that says, Taisa, but I have Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov, like Bisham, like Basil. So comes Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov, is not like Bisham, like Basil. The Bisham, Isa Mahalai, Bisham, say, you can't even do work even at nighttime. Besil matir and other nets, and Besil permits that you could do malacha up until the Netzacham. Now, according to what we assume in the Gemara's Havmina, the Ur Urta, that Rabbi Yaakov, he says that the prohibition starts from Ur, is Naitram, that's Kirishame, sounds like the Rishame, like Basil, which generally we don't say. And that says, so Yemi Rabbi Yaakov would tell you that no, like Nechel Rishame, Basil, but he would tell you that no, they actually don't have this dispute at all, and that according to Basil, it would also be forbidden to Malacha from the night of the 14th. That's what he would have to say based on what the Gemara had in the Havamina in his opinion. Next says the master begins with the Gemara. Where do we find Where do we find the day that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says that part of it is permitted, part of it is forbidden? The Shleis explains what's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov trying to say over here, because what's bothering Tais is what we do find many times in Gezeres Chazal, like a person shouldn't eat from Mincha time and onwards in Arvei Pesachim, so that he should have an appetite for matzah. So Tais explains Pirsh. What Rav Lezer ben Yaakov was saying was like this: Heched alek is far where there is no logic, like over here, to differentiate. At this time or that time, why should malacha be forbidden at this time or that time? V'chein chametz, and so too regarding the prohibition of chametz, the arkshel minei, which he asked from, which the Rabbi Yehuda was responding and saying, "What do you mean? Here also, there's no svara." So that was part of their discussion. So that's where we're discussing. Yeah, would it make sense to be part permitted, part forbidden? But what Tais addressing, what's underlying his question is, when there's a logic to it, that a person shouldn't eat from the afternoon and on and every Pesach because of having an appetite for matzah, but I think similar to that, that Leimari, of course we're not talking about that. Of course there would be times there would be part permitted, part forbidden. But when there's no logic behind it, we would just say the whole day, and not part of it. That was the discussion between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda.